Success Insight shares the stories of the people with passion and drive who make things happen in the world. Here's your host, Howard Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Success Insight podcast. Today's episode is another in our Mindset Monday series. And when it is Mindset Monday, you know, we have Andre Martin on our show. Now, Andre is our leadership mindset and golf performance coach. She's an LPGA Class A Life member, a nationally recognized top 50 golf teacher and expert, and a member of the Maine Golf Hall of Fame, recognizing golf's value as a business tool in today's competitive marketplace. Andre works with individuals, groups, corporate, or organizational clients to create educational and team-building programs that enhance the professional success of aspiring executives. Andre, welcome back to the Success Insight podcast. And my God, it's July already.
Can you believe it? Oh my goodness. Half the year already. You know,
I am convinced, Andre, that as you get older, time just goes quicker.
It does.
I just like, oh my God, it's July. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Excited for an awesome summer.
How is golf in Maine in the summer?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
It's very temperate. The mosquitoes are out. Getting used to that. But otherwise, it's beautiful weather. Maine is known as vacation land for the summers. It draws vacationers from everywhere.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So. Well, I'm going to have to get back to Maine one of these days. You know, I know I'm going to be in... Vermont later in the fall. And so either you come visit there or I'll come visit you afterwards. But
we got to get you swinging.
I know, you know, it's funny as COVID is supposedly in our back mirror, rear view mirror, you know, starting to do a little more dating. And some of the women I'm looking at or trying to meet are golfers. And I'm thinking, I'm good at talking about golf because I've got, you know, Andre, but I think I really need Andre to help start learning how to swing the clubs better. So we talk about that mindset, I
suppose. We will do that, Howard. That's going to be fun.
Fantastic. So what's in store for us today for this episode of Mindset Monday?
Well, Phil Mickelson has become my inspiration this year. Lefty really did it at the PGA Championship. The title for today is 5 Steps You Need to Achieve and Sustain a Champion's Mindset.
I love it. And by the way, as I've always been a Phil Mickelson fan as long as I can remember. But what I really enjoy about Phil, 2 things. One, I'm a lefty. He's a lefty. So that he's my hero.
That makes 3 of us.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a lefty.
I'm lefty in everything but golf.
Oh, my God.
Everything but golf. I'm the opposite of Phil. Phil is right-handed in everything but golf.
It's amazing how that just shows up. I have certain things that I do, which is a right-handed approach. But with golf, I am the lefty. And as I was reading about Phil and after his success in the tournament, he's very much into the health and wellness and I read an article about his eating habits, and Phil is an advocate of intermittent fasting, which I think has been is wonderful. And I just need to get into his kind of shape, even though I'm a little bit older than Phil Mickelson. But I digress. I do like Phil, so it's great that we're going to talk about him today.
Well, and it's neat that he can be an inspiration for folks beyond golf,
right?
I mean, that's the whole, what we've been doing here is using golf as a metaphor for leadership in business. And he not only was a leader in business, a leader in golf, he's now also a leader in showing how you can turn your health around overnight. And it does take a champion's mindset to do that because it's so easy to go off the wagon, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
And I also have an appreciation for that because I've had some autoimmune issues and diet is what has helped me tremendously as well. It's just incredible. And I love the fact that Phil opened up with the statements in most of the interviews and on TV, you know, he believed it was possible when everybody else was saying it wasn't. And a true champion turns within. Mm-hmm. I think we're always looking outside of ourselves, but it's all about going within and really believing yourself.
That's the ultimate in mindset as well, is believing in yourself.
That's the big bonus, really. Yeah. It isn't one of the steps, but it's like the top step. Mm-hmm. If all you take away from this podcast today is learn to turn within, do your pluses and minuses and really take a look. Okay, what is important? What does my gut really say? Howard, you and I have talked about this over and over. You've got to listen to your gut and believe within. You can take in external information. But I feel that, okay, so we've got five steps to achieve and sustain a champion's mindset. The first one is maintaining sharp focus and good visualization. The second is being deliberate on every shot, which also translates into every decision you make in business. Take time, control breathing, and connect with intention. So let's deepen into that, because the statements I was just making, that sharp focus and really listening and going within is the biggest key for anything we do, for any decision we make. And golf is known to have a lot of visualization, but it's not just golf. It's all sports now. The athletes that win see the finish line. They see themselves executing everything with no interruption. There's no fog. There's no hurdles. They just see the end result. And I know you've worked with enough businesses as a coach yourself that that's what we do as good coaches. It's like, no, we got to get rid of all that negative chatter and talk. And it's like, what do you really want? And go for it and set up the steps to achieve it, to get rid of all that extraneous interruption that's getting in your way.
You know, it's interesting. I had a client call this week, and he was putting together his mid-year appraisal, you know, to discuss with his manager. And
yeah,
and as we kind of laid out all of his accomplishments, I mean, it's very clear that they were accomplishments, but interspersed within this discussion was this negative self-talk. And at one point, we kind of diverted into that. Why this negative self-talk? Where's it coming from? What do you need? What would it take for you not to have that self-talk? And what can we do to practice removing it? And there's an organization, WBEX, World Business Executive Coaching Conference, and they host a program. It's a 9-month program every year. Throughout the week, they have coaches who come on and share their work, their studies. Sometimes there's demonstrations. And there was one this week when we started, and for life of me, I can't remember her name. She was talking about a board of directors. But these board of directors were not the people that were there to help you, but they were the folks that were there hindering you and your success mindset. And one of those was this negative self-talk. So when this negative self-talk board member shows up, what do you want to tell this person?
Yeah. I actually had two golf lessons this week where that was the primary focus of the lesson. They had no idea until I pointed it out to them how much they were talking negatively to themselves. It's like, okay, so you got a choice here. How do you really want to play? How do you really want to be as a golfer? Do you want to be a champion, or do you want to be one that's going to be cutting yourself up all the time? What kind of people do you want to be around? Who do you want to surround yourself with? And I know every successful business, yes, you have that around you, but you choose whether to allow that in or not. And it is a form of being present. Phil talked about being present a lot. And a lot of us don't realize, okay, what does it really mean to be present? Well, if you're talking about negativity, that's oftentimes stuff that's occurred to you in the past, or you aren't allowing yourself presently to believe in yourself that you can do it. And so how do you shift out of that? Well, what do you choose? And what are you going to choose right now? So the second step is be deliberate on every shot and every decision. If I'm going to be deliberate about my shot, there's no room for negativity. If I'm going to be deliberate about my decision, I will have weighed the pros and cons, and perhaps those negative words and thoughts could be on that list. But then I'm going to choose how I'm going to execute, decide, and be. And I want to be that champion. A champion maintains their focus, does all the visualization necessary, seeing that success, seeing and acting as if they have it right now in this moment. Now, you and I have also discussed the fact that I got to see Annika Sorenstam shoot her record-breaking 59. And I watched that athlete for the last six holes in a zone like no other athlete I've ever seen. Phil was the closest I've seen. And it was impressive with Phil because there were crowds all around. The ropes weren't really up. There were crowds all around him. And he actually had to walk through the crowds on that last hole. And to keep that focus about you, despite all the distraction, and he chose to feed off the positive energy of the crowd versus people clamoring to get his attention or touching him and, you know, wanting to get into his space. That takes huge focus. And that takes huge trust, right? So being deliberate on every shot, being deliberate about the next shot at hand, his focus was on finishing. His focus was on one shot at a time so that he didn't have a bogey finish, that he actually finished strong with a chance of birdie on the very finishing hole. And along with that, you saw that he took the time needed to truly see the shot, play the shot he wished to make. You could actually see in his eyes with the crowds all around, he was in that tunnel vision that we often call the zone, zooming in on the next shot he was about to play. And you know it was playing in his mind over and over, and the conversation, and he has shifted all the conversation in his head, because it also talked about the controlled breathing. And what the controlled breathing does is it actually calms your body down. It helps you drill and bury all that tension into the ground so that you have the presence of mind. Here's that presence word again, to be able to truly focus, trust, and maintain and trust the skills that you've developed to work in that pressure instance, right? And so the controlled breathing, what is controlled breathing? We all know it's heavy. It's a big breath, but there's different types of breathing. And it's interesting to see how different types of breathing work for different athletes. When I got my NLP master certification, we worked a lot with that. And it was really fascinating, depending on the type of person, what works for one doesn't work for another. Phil also made reference, he talked to Nick Price after a horrific tournament. How does he sustain his mental focus and how does he get it back? Phil tried, but it didn't work for him. So there's two very high level players. What worked for one didn't work for another. And it's all about the discovery of what works for you.
You have to have your secret formula that's absolutely your own, your unique.
And that's the beauty of you and I being coaches, is we get to discover that for everybody. We get to use our general tools, which in golf we call the fundamentals of golf. But then from there, how are they wired and how are they wired differently, and which sets of tools are going to work best for that individual? And that's all a part of these steps. So all within that, as we're choosing and pulling from those tools as coaches, when you maintain sharp focus, you get into the visualization, you're able to be deliberate on every shot. you're able to take the time needed because you are much more targeted. And the controlled breathing helps eliminate any distraction. And you can connect with intention, which is step number 5. It calms the mind so that you are actually trusting you. And it goes back to the very first comment I made is you believe in what's possible when everybody else is saying it's not possible. And that's how champions win.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So for our listeners, let's run through the 5 steps one more time.
Absolutely. So your first step is to maintain sharp focus and good visualization. Number 2, be deliberate on every shot. Take the time that's needed. And I'll expand to truly see the shot, to play the shot you wish to execute. Controlled breathing. And connect with intention.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Well, you know, after watching some of the YouTube videos of Phil and really appreciating, you know, what he continues to achieve tournament after tournament, stroke after stroke, and it's just completely amazing. And for someone like myself, I mean, I who aspires to get out on the course and at least, visualize and focus and breathe and just be in the moment and hit some good shots. He's definitely for that executive out there that, I mean, this is a perfect role model. This is a perfect role model.
Absolutely. And he even admitted at an older age, it takes more of this. You really need this to keep your focus and sustain it over time. And for the listening audience, it also puts fear at bay. Remember, fear is false evidence being real. We've had episodes on that subject alone. Mm-hmm. But when you follow and achieve and sustain this champion's mindset, all that kind of goes away. You feel it, and then you execute with faith and trust. You're going to win.
No doubt. And I'm curious, with Phil Mickelson, was there a defining moment, an event, something happened that this, I don't know, the switch got flipped in his head and said, I need to do something different?
Well, I've read different things, but I think the bigger defining moment had to do with the fact he knew he needed to get control of his health in order to be able to sustain himself as an athlete. He knew he needed to get in better shape. But then from there, it's about executing and really getting his game back on top. And when he played 3 rounds at the Farns with Xander, and he thought he was going to win each time. And Xander went and shot 64, 63, 62 respectively. And he thought, oh my God, I got to keep up with these kids and I got to get myself going. And that was a defining moment for him to decide, am I going to get back in the game or am I going to look toward retirement? And what congratulations to him for saying, no, my time's not up. I'm ready to go. It's a Tom Brady moment.
Yeah.
And think about it, he and Tom Brady have played in enough events together. Brady is down there at Tampa Bay. He's going for it because he's not ready to retire. And he wins the Super Bowl. So it's really cool to see these athletes really performing at that level. And for those of us that are wanting that, it's to know it's possible.
That is exactly what I was thinking as you were describing this. Your last point is with Mickelson, with Brady, is they have provided evidence to people like me, to executives, to business leaders, that it is still possible if you not only take care of yourself physically and mentally, but you learn to focus and practice and incorporate these very powerful techniques into your lifestyle. So that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Andre, if our leaders, if our listeners too would like to learn more about you and your work, where are the best places for them to go?
Absolutely. I am available at andregolf.com. That's Andre with 2 E's. I also am available through Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and
YouTube.
Thank you. Yes, there's golf tips on YouTube as well.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Along with the Spotify list of these episodes, right, Howard?
And of course, I mean, your episodes, we have a whole playlist on Spotify dedicated to Mindset Monday. So we'll put that link out on the show notes as well. And by the way, and this, you know, and I have you to thank, and I thank one of my podcast guests this week, because as I published her episode, we have achieved over 100,000 views on our webpage. Now, that's in literally just over 2 years, because we kicked Success Insight off in February of 2019. And so February, March, April, May. So 2 years, 3 months. So 100,000, over 100,000. We are consistently tracking towards about 10,000 downloads throughout all the podcasting platforms. And now that'll increase as well because of our playlists and promoting those as well. And so this is
great.
I don't know. For me, it's fun when I see those numbers.
So exciting.
I mean, last month, we actually hit 7,000 views in a month, over 7,000 views. I did that May 30th, and it was just like, wow. You know, it's hard to say, you know, for our listeners, it's hard to know where the views are coming from. I can see platforms, I can see locations, but, you know, when you see that 7,000 number or the, you know, in a month, it means, says to me, somebody's at least watching the episode or knows it exists. So that's such a wonderful feeling, and to be able to share it. So Andre, I'm so happy you and I are continuing to partake in this adventure with Mindset Monday. It's been fantastic.
I've enjoyed it as well, Harry. It's always fun. And hopefully the listeners are getting a lot of benefit from what we're sharing here and can implement it in their own lives and in their own businesses as well.
Most definitely. All right, folks, we've just been chatting with Andre Martin, our leadership mindset and golf performance coach. This has been Mindset Monday, and today's episode was the 5 steps you need to achieve and sustain a champion's mindset. And we'll definitely provide the backlinks in our show notes to Andre's website, as well as to the social platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And as I just alluded to, you can also visit us and find Andre's episodes on successinsightpodcast.com. We're also on LinkedIn and Facebook on our Success Insight podcast pages, as well as the leading podcast platforms, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and of course, Spotify, where we have our playlist available. So you can see all of our episodes, but we've organized episodes into playlists as well, which is a great feature on Spotify. And we have Mindset Monday is a playlist dedicated to all of our episodes with Andre and our Mindset Monday. So we hope you take advantage of that. And you can also find us on YouTube as well. Okay, folks, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, go out there, have a phenomenal day, and take care of yourselves, your family. Stay healthy, get out there, enjoy yourself, and have fun, okay? Have fun. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Success Insight Podcast. Take care now.
Success Insight is a production of Fox Coaching and First Story Strategies. Find us online, successinsightpodcast.com.